Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Planning Authority Committee meeting, 18th September. Those with mobile phones, would they please switch them off or onto the silent? All persons in attendance are advised that it is Council's policy to record Council meetings in accordance with Council's audio recording policy. The audio recording of this meeting will be made available to the public on Council's website for a minimum period of 6 months. Tonight we have one apology, Alderman Emerton. Other than that, we have a full crew for this evening. Are there any declarations of interest? No. Move on to item 3.1. Do I have a mover, please? Alderman Matthews, seconded.
Second.
Alderman Goodwin. Alderman Matthews.
No, nothing to add. Nothing to add.
Okay. Alderman Goodwin.
Nothing to add, mate.
Thank you. Please use your microphone as well. This is being recorded. Any further speakers? If not, Alderman Matthews to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, aye.
Aye.
Against, nay. Motion carried unanimously. Item 4.1. Do I have a mover, please?
Well, I'll move it, Mayor, but I don't say I'm going to vote for it, but we'll move it. Get it started.
Moved Alderman Goodwin.
Seconded.
Alderman Perry. Alderman Goodwin.
Thanks, Mayor. This particular item's got quite a bit of history with it, and quite a bit of dialogue has been entered into, I believe, with the proponent and, of course, the objector and the Planning Tribunal and whoever. But just a couple of questions first, if I can, through you to the planning people.
Certainly.
One thing I noticed on it is on page 6 of the printed agenda, down the bottom, we say the second component of the application is outbuilding use of domestic workshop and home-based gym. Is that correct? Now, just clear my mind on it with a home-based gym. Does it say anything here, and I haven't seen anywhere, in relation to parking? Because, in all fairness, a home-based gym, you're not. We've got to be fair about this. You're not going to get two people to a home-based gym at one time. You're usually going to get, you know, 6 or 8 or 10 that are going to turn up to do the various gym sessions. That's what takes place in gyms. So, where do they park their vehicles? When you get that many vehicles there, and then probably the people on the other side of the road and so on, you know, what happens there?
Sorry, is that on? Yeah. There aren't any requirements under the planning scheme to provide parking for a home-based business. So any parking would just be
on the street,
on the property.
Yep. There's no statutory requirement that they need to supply off-street parking.
No.
Okay, fine. Now the second thing is, in relation to the, we've got the existing building that they're looking to complete, and that's been the bone of contention all the way along. But in page 11, we look at dot point one, the front setback for the proposed house is 4.9 metres from the front boundary. Mm. Yet, and we're saying that's allowable under the Devonport Interim Planning Scheme.
That's correct.
And yet, the other proponents around there have had to build 7.5 metres back. So we've changed it. We've changed the game when we're only halfway through it. So how does, you can see the impact. You've got someone that's sitting back 7.5 metres. Someone builds a house 4.5 metres back, two-storey house. So they're looking at this now. They're looking out their window at the 7.5 metre place. They're looking at the panoramic view over the valley. Now they're going to get a house 4.5 metres. Why aren't we setting a standard that is 7.5 metres?
The new planning scheme, the interim planning scheme, it is a statewide scheme, in effect. Mm-hmm. The local provisions say 4.5 metres in line with the rest of the state. We used to have 7.5 metres, right, which was when it was just Devonport Council's planning scheme.
That's a lay down as here. That's it? Done,
yep.
Done, dusted, finished. Can't appeal that or object to it or anything.
There aren't any provisions under the scheme to change that.
How do we go about, and I know you're going to come back and say this is a planning permit, not a building permit. So we've got this existing structure there that's been the bone of contention of poorly constructed, holes drilled in the boundary wall to the next door neighbour's wall, and then the thing sort of half finished. But then the proponents, and rightly so, is going to say, well, it's going to be finished. As soon as I get the tick of approval, I'll finish it. The other side of that, of course, is that the objector makes the valid statement that he asked this hallowed place that activity was taking place when it wasn't supposed to be taking place, and was told here by departmental, please, and it'd be Brian May, I suppose, that will let us know and think shame on and we'll stop it. Well, he let them know, but they didn't stop it until it got to where it is. Why was there such a time lag? If they got a phone call at 8 o'clock to say he's working on that site, why didn't we stop it at 10 o'clock? Why didn't we stop it, 2 weeks later? Can you answer that?
No, I can't answer that.
Can you?
Yeah, through you, Mr. Mayor. Certainly, the property owner was advised to stop, and there is a process. You've got to understand that official processes have to be followed. Mm. And so they were certainly notified. It would have been followed up in writing and given a certain period of time. And the correct processes were followed.
Right. Okay. That answers that. So where we sit now with this partially built building, and I know you're going to come back and say, well, it comes back to the building permit, but we've now got this thing that's sort of half completed. Work's been stopped. We're going for another planning permit. Is there any way that this place can police it from here on in from the point of view of the building construction? Because we didn't do it before. Like slabs were poured, footings were poured, there was apparently no building inspection done. Where do we go from here with this thing? How do we know that it's going to be, these things are going to be right the next time round?
Yeah, through you again, Mr. Mayor. The process is that this is a planning application.
Yep.
Once the planning application, or if the planning application is approved, that'll be a requirement that the applicant or the property owner will need to obtain a building approval, which will require the building surveyor to issue a certificate of likely compliance. And then it is, because building surveying is a privately...
Correct, yeah. Entity
that organises that, it is the onus of is on the building surveyor to approve that. Now, they need to be satisfied in their own mind that it meets the required processes under the Building Act. And then they will issue a advice to council that basically, as a permit authority, the permit is then issued. So council doesn't get involved in the actual building process itself. The building surveyor will be required to do that.
Right.
If there is issues from the building surveyor's point of view, then they can come to council to enact some of the penalty processes that may occur subsequent to that.
Right. Okay, thanks, Mayor.
Thank you. Alderman Berry.
Thanks, Mayor. Well, Alderman Goodwin's actually asked a couple of the questions that I had, but just in relation to parking, we'll just go to point two on page 11 of the written agenda, or the printed agenda. One of the tests includes a requirement that all vehicles used by the business are parked on the site. That's a little bit ambiguous to me, so I'll just seek clarification. Is that vehicles owned by the business have
yes.
to remain on site?
Not, yes.
Not vehicles that are coming to the business
no.
to use the business?
No.
Right, okay. Yep. And I got the answer on the rest of it in terms of being able to park on the street. There's nothing... Nothing inconsistent with that. Well, look, what was the other one? The zinc loom will be clad and rendered. That's obviously a structural possibility. These things can be done.
Yes.
So, and that would that form part of the building permit or whatever permits to ensure that that's done?
It's not a requirement of the planning scheme that it be any particular type of construction, so that would be a building issue, not planning.
Right, okay. So we can't condition any application?
No.
So we're actually taking the word of the proponent that that will happen?
That's correct.
If it doesn't happen, we have no rights?
No.
Okay. No, that's fine. All right, well, I'll be interested to hear what everyone else has got to say about this. It's certainly a much better application than the one we adjudicated on in May. In fact, it was quite nice. And, you know, council have done their work and satisfied most of the elements that need to be satisfied, so I'll be interested to see what the others have got to say. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Further speakers? Alderman Matthews?
Yes, thank you, Mayor. Yes, I think everything that's, from my point of view, that's been put for this has been asked. There has been some controversy with this over the period, so look, realistically, it's a planning issue at this point, not a building issue. So, look, I'm satisfied realistically that there's, from my point of view, there's no option but to approve it. That's my thinking. Thanks.
Thank you. Further speakers? No. For me, this is a planning issue. It's an item. And the issues have been addressed by council in further explanation as well as the applicant. And as a planning issue, I see we have no other option than to support the recommendation. In saying that, I'll ask Alderman Goodwin to close.
Thanks, Mayor. And just a further question before I do that to the planning. When we look on page 9 and we go down the bottom and we show the... that's obviously looking at the northern side of it, and the building on the left must belong to the next door neighbour, which is, and then we show the wall there, which is a colour bond wall, looked like, and that must be attached to the boundary wall of the next door neighbour, and that boundary wall would be a brick wall, I would imagine, or Besser blocks, whatever the case, Austral bricks, something. So is that, and we've got a colour bond wall attached to that, is that allowable these days, is it? Because we used to have years ago a boundary wall was a boundary wall and need to be, you know, in tilt-up panels or a brick wall.
That's a building surveying question.
Pardon?
That's a building surveying question. It's not a planning issue.
Right. So that, once again, comes back to the... Yep. Yeah. Right. Well... In closing, you know, this whole thing would have been far better if it had been done correctly from the start, and we probably wouldn't be sitting here today to adjudicate over this, and obviously a lot of people get very upset over the way it's been handled, you know, right from the word go. Not to say it belongs to this place, I think it's a broad spectrum. And we now have a situation where clearly, I suppose, and before I close off, Mr. Mayor, to the General Manager... if we didn't pass this, what takes place then?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, similar situation to last time. The council either makes a decision, a positive decision, one or the other, refusing it or approving it. If not, it would be considered to be a deemed approval, which would then mean that it would go to the tribunal for decision and council would be responsible to meet all costs of all parties. So it's a situation the council doesn't necessarily want to get itself into is a deemed approval process. So if, for instance, the motion that's currently before council is lost, then it would be to council's benefit to then make a positive decision to refuse the application, which is obviously any application, either approval or refusal, is appealable through the tribunal. But you don't want to get to the stage where you're not making a decision.
Thanks, Mayor.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, aye.
Aye.
Against, no. Motion carried unanimously. Item 4.2, 2 to 12 Murray Street. I have a mover, please.
Yes, I move.
Second it? Alderman Matthews? Alderman Goodwin?
Nothing much further to add, Mayor. It's a process we need to go through to make all this work, and so be it.
Thank you. Alderman Matthews?
Also nothing further to add.
Further comment to the speakers? Alderman Goodwin to close?
Consider it closed.
I'll put the motion. All those in favour, aye.
Aye.
Against, nay. Motion carried unanimously. That being the last item on the agenda, I now close the meeting at 5:29 p.m. Thank you, everybody, for their attendance.